FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and it's time for another Triple Lutz Report. This is episode 391. The date is December 9th, 2015. Well, you know what's going on out there. I don't have to tell you. It's getting closer and closer to pure chaos and sanity. By the way, this episode is brought to you by Liberty HealthShare. If you're looking to save thousands off of your current health insurance, you're being straddled with Obamacare, subject to penalties, go to Liberty HealthShare. You can find them at joinlhs.com. You can save thousands. I myself was originally paying $1,150 a month to a large health insurance company here in sunny Florida. It was for a platinum plan, best service that they had. I was happy with it, but now I am spending $200 per month and I'm saving $950. The plan would have gone up another 25-30%. I'd be at $1,500 a month. I am effectively saving somewhere in the neighborhood, I estimate, of $1,300 per month. The coverage is great. $500 deductible, or what they would call an unshared payment or expense. And after that, you're covered for up to $1 million per incident. I believe in them. I think you should check them out. Go over to joinlhs.com and find out about them today. It's really an amazing, amazing company. And I think you'll be as impressed with them as I am. Nonprofit, less than 5% of their revenues go to administrative costs, which is remarkable. So getting to news here, there's a guy in California who is, his name's John Cox, and he's got a ballot initiative that would require legislators to wear logos of their top 10 contributors, much like NASCAR drivers do. I think this is a splendid idea. I hope that the People's Republic of California votes for it and accepts it and puts it into play. I think this would be great. The Koch brothers will have to get a new logo. All these unions would be wearing their logos. I mean, forget it. The state employees union, I think it's SEIO, all of these guys, you'd be wearing their logos, and it would be great for them. It would be good for business. And hey, at least you'd know who your representative in California is really representing. So we have like really stupid leftist politicians, so-called progressives. And here's a perfect example of what they're like. New York City. You know that the traffic is impossible there. It's chaotic. It slows to a crawl. You got bicycles, motorcycles, trucks, buses, and cars all fighting for space. You've got an excess of pedestrians walking all over, crossing between lights, just walking into the middle of traffic. You've got these ridiculous bike lanes, which have metastasized into, you know, they've just choked the city. And then you've got these plazas that Nanny Bloomberg put in that look nice on paper, even look nice there, but they just decimate traffic. You've got them like on lower 7th Avenue and Broadway. It's just terrible. So you know that de Blasio, he's a moron, and all of the councilmen that are there are morons too. So this measure introduced by Antonio Reynoso, he represents bike crazy Williamsburg, would lift the requirement that cyclists follow the same traffic light rules as motor vehicle drivers, as car drivers, trucks, whatever. And the proposal comes as de Blasio is struggling with his Vision Zero to lower pedestrian fatalities, and cops are trying to crack down on rogue drivers, cyclists, and jaywalkers. Good luck. So city records show that over almost 4,500 cyclists were injured in crashes last year. But Reynoso defended the policy, noting how stopping is difficult for cyclists at full speed, so maybe they can kill somebody or get killed themselves. He says, riding a bike is not like driving a vehicle. A bike's motor is the human body, and there is the issue of losing momentum, said Reynoso, who loves biking so much he sold his car to raise money for his 2013 campaign. It is not sensible to have stop and go at every stop sign and stoplight. I mean, what is wrong with this guy? I mean, this is insanity. Now, granted, I used to ride my bike in New York. I would run lights all the time, usually when no cars were around. You can't have people running lights on bicycles being a privileged class that the rules don't apply to. This is just insane. So here's one from IBD Investors Business Daily. You find them at investors.com. 1 in 5 Americans still trusts the federal government. Now, I'd like to find this 1 in 5 American. I can't believe that they still exist. And yet, according to this survey, 19% of Americans still do trust government. Obviously, they're the ones working for the government. Nearly 1 in 5 say they can always or most always trust that Washington crowd. Can you believe this? And IBD says, who are these people? Cubs fans? Newly arrived Martians? Rachel Maddowers? Do you know 5 people who swallow everything they hear from the upside-down capital of our nation? I mean, let's face it, nobody trusts them. They're the worst. It's a kleptocracy. You don't know whose interests they're really pursuing other than it's not yours. And it's gotten so bad that a majority of Americans, 55%, now believes that ordinary Americans could do a better job of addressing our nation's problems, which all of this explains a lot about Donald Trump's popularity. And it says here, that helps explain the enduring popularity this cycle of outside non-politicians and polls among Republican primary voters, even supporting a fast-talking real estate agent. Now, come on, the Donald is not a real estate agent. He is a developer. I mean, guys, what a backhanded slap. It's just wrong. There was a lot of other stuff in here. Only 47% support government advancing space exploration. Only 1 in 3 have a great or good deal of confidence in the American public's collective wisdom. Certainly, look where we're at now. It's hard to have that. Well, 63% have little or none. I mean, this is great. It's a Pew poll, by the way. So on to further news. Along the lines of Liberty HealthShare, which, like we said, go there, joinlhs.com. That's the site. In Delaware, a number of doctors are switching to the self-pay or patient-paid method. What they do is, one doctor, he charges monthly fees between $65 to $75. Yearly rates for adults vary between $780 and $900, depending upon the number of visits that you, the patient, wants. And for children under 18, the cost is $240 to $360 with additional office visits, $80 a pop. So it sounds like you could probably get 6 office visits if you want them, or 5. And this is a nationwide trend. More healthcare providers are embracing direct pay. We would call it self-pay patient or concierge medicine. You combine that with Liberty HealthShare, you get over your $500 deductible. You get charged by a doctor. Some of them will accept payment direct. Others, you pay yourself and you get the money back from them. It's just a great company to deal with. Wonderful people. They're great on the phone and they really deliver. You heard our friend Chauncey Maddox last week, and she signed up for them, wound up having unexpected surgery. Fortunately, nothing major, but hey, major, you know the definition of major surgery, don't you? Definition of minor surgery, don't you? That is surgery that happens to somebody else. Major surgery, even if you're getting an ingrown toenail removed, is surgery that happens to you. So this is a trend all over the country. They talk about this Dr. Biasato. He couldn't keep up with all the stuff going on, Obamacare and everything else. He is beginning to transition to direct pay practice after becoming frustrated with seeing 45 patients a day. He's been a doctor for 36 years and he's seen 4,000 patients. He said, it's time for me to slow down. I don't want to join the hospital system and crank out patient after patient. And this is what's happening. He says, using the direct pay system, he might see 500 patients in a year and he'll be able to make house calls. And he's heard of about 8 other doctors pursuing these models. I think it's going to be thousands of doctors. I mean, look at Dr. Elena George. This is what she does. She encourages her patients to sign up at Liberty HealthShare. And she just charges them direct, so she just pockets the money. No insurance company red tape, no government red tape, and better, you know, that stuff costs you like 30, 40% overhead or more. They wind up making nothing, these poor doctors, and I do feel bad for them. By the way, have you looked at Bitcoin lately? I mean, today I'm talking to you because it's about 7:30 in the evening. Bitcoin hit $416 today. Maybe Berwick's right. Maybe it's going to break that $1,200 mark again. I don't know, but anything is possible. I'm watching the $120 worth of Bitcoin I bought a year ago to see how the price works on it, keeping my fingers crossed. My home state of Florida, it's trying to become the 46th state to allow open carry. I don't think the governor's in favor of it, but would you believe there's now 45 states with open carry laws, and Florida could be number 46? I don't know that I would open carry, but there are certain situations where you might well want to. There's also a campus carry push going on in Florida, and, you know, it went through in Texas. Texas became number 45. It could very well happen in Florida. You just never know. Oh, so there's a great story that I want to share with you. This one, you're just going to laugh. You're going to, I promise you. I read this article this morning. It's a little sad, but it's funny as hell. So what happens? An 11-foot alligator killed an accused burglar who was hiding in the pond where the alligator was lurking. So listen to this. So burglar's dead. This is in Brevard County, which is somewhere around like Tampa or someplace. I don't know. Still counties I haven't hit, but guy's name is Matthew Riggins, 22, of Palm Bay. He was reported missing November 13th. His body was found 10 days later floating in a pond nearby in this area called Barefoot Bay, and investigators said it had all the markings of a gator attack. So here's what happened. Shortly before Riggins was missing, he called his girlfriend and told her he'd be in the area breaking into homes, deputies said. Now, imagine this. You call, you say, honey, I'm going to be home late. You know, keep the food in the oven for me. I'm busy breaking into houses. Okay. And he was going to do burglaries in this Barefoot Bay area with another guy. And neighbors reported to authorities that they saw two men dressed in black lurking behind homes. And deputies began searching the area and were later joined by more deputies, canine units, and a sheriff's chopper. So you know these guys were in a world of trouble. And, you know, it's just like cops. If this guy wasn't dead, if they had been, cops had been filming it with them, wouldn't it have been so great? You see, get out of the pond, get out of the pond. I can't, the alligator is biting me, it's going to kill me. I mean, it's unbelievable. Then this guy Riggins calls his girlfriend again to tell her they were being chased and lying low. And, you know, the deputies could be heard saying, do you still hear them hollering or did they hunker down? So evidently he must have been screaming when the thing killed him. And they called off the search that night, but Riggins' family reported him missing shortly thereafter. And deputies think he probably went into the lake to hide from the officers and the canine, and that he met the business end of this gator, and to hide somewhere to try to get away and then meeting up with an animal like that. This cop said he's never heard of anything like that happening before. He said a resident there, Lara Farris, said he hid in the wrong place. You think? And so they find him like 10 days later, you know, they found the gator and they opened up the gator, and Emmy found proof of how Riggins was killed. I mean, enough teeth mark. The poor gator didn't do anything wrong. He was just there and dinner arrived, you know, on a silver plate. So they found the other guy who was breaking into homes with this guy Riggins, but for some reason he's not cooperated in the case so far and he has not been charged. Yeah, well, watch out for those gators, man. Do not hide in a pond or you're going to have problems. Guarantee you that. So, hey, fast food workers, you know, not a good job. Not one you'd want to do. Not one I'd want to do. They've got this idiotic Black Lives Matter BS labor union movement trying to get fast food workers $15 the hour. And, you know, I'm just against the government setting wage price bottoms and tops and anything else. They don't know how to figure out how much you should be getting paid. You might have a skill You might be the best burger flipper in the world, but no burger flipper is worth more than $11. It's really that simple. And, you know, we had this day where fast food workers were striking around 270 cities, protest for higher wages and union rights. And, you know, they want to try to become a campaign issue. I don't think Trump is going to be real sympathetic to fast food workers for some reason. And, you know, they're having protests in 500 cities. But here's the problem. There is a replacement for these pesky workers who get sick, who are disgruntled, who bitch a lot and complain about how awful management is. You know, it's called Momentum Machines Burger Maker. And this thing is amazing because it'll take the beef and cut it to order. If you want 1/3 pork and 2/3 bison ground to order, it does it. And it does it instantly. So you're getting fresh burgers. Their various technologies can produce an ever-growing list of common choices like salads, sandwiches, burgers, and many other multi-ingredient foods with a gourmet focus. But most importantly, the machine, as you might have guessed, has no wage demands. Once it is purchased, it will work with 100% efficiency for years. It never gets sick. It never complains. And it's not lazy. It just does what it's supposed to do. It says the device isn't meant to make employees more efficient. It's meant to make to completely obviate them or eliminate the need from them. I mean, this is pretty cool. I don't think any individual could do this. It'll put pickles on there, you know, special sauce, two burgers, you know, cheese on a sesame seed bun, you know, whatever you need, it's going to do. So it will drive down the cost of a fast food eventually. If you feel you have to eat the stuff, at least you could go to an efficient place that's gotten rid of all their employees, right? I mean, who would have believed this possible? So speaking of guns, Harvard University had this study, and they found that from 1993 to 2013, something amazing happened in the U.S. Basically, the murder rate dropped by about 2/3. We're talking per 100,000 people. Went from around 10 to 3.6. It's pretty remarkable. And during this time, the number of guns that individuals like you and sometimes even I possess tripled. So the question is there a correlation between the two? More guns being less crime? Not enough info to quite say it, because they're saying here, well, better medical care, higher incomes, all this other stuff. They say everything in this survey, except proliferation of guns among law-abiding citizens. And the fact is, you look at a site like Ammoland, all sorts of gun sites that track people who successfully defend themselves against criminals, and all of a sudden you start to think, well, you know, maybe, just maybe, if a criminal thinks you're carrying a handgun, licensed or unlicensed, he ain't going to rob you. And that is what I believe to be the fact. The violent crime rate in the United States actually fell from 757.7 per 100,000 in 92 to 386.3 per 100,000 in 2011. During the same period, the murder rate, so these the ones that I've been looking at go from 93 to 013, but this one says during the same time period, which is 92 to 013, the murder rate fell from 9.3 to 4.7, but it's gone even lower since then, per 100,000. So overall, guns in the United States are used 80 times more often to prevent crime than they are to take lives. Pretty remarkable. The violent crimes in other parts of the world, like the UK, they have more burglaries there. They got tons of violent crimes. Their violent crimes since they disarmed have gone to 2,034 per 100,000 people. That is a lot of people there. They've got 133% more assault victims per 100,000 each year than the U.S., fourth highest burglary rate in the EU, and the UK has the second highest overall crime rate in the EU. But there's no guns, and guns cause crime. We know that. So you even see Panama loosening up their gun laws because they say the gun experiment in the United States has proven a success. Who would have thought that? Pretty remarkable. So anyway, just want you to remember, join LHS.com. You can save thousands on your health insurance, even more for your family. It's amazing. People, I've dealt with them, honorable and really on their game. Great service, brilliant concept. Liberty Health Care. Join LHS.com. Liberty Health Share is a health care cost sharing ministry. So it's exempt from the Obamacare mandates. Check it out. I know you'll be as happy as I am. And hey, on that note, just want to tell you, be off for a couple of days. I'm going to Havana, Cuba. I'm going to smoke cigars, maybe, although I'm not supposed to under my Liberty Health Share plan, so I probably won't. But I'm going to really enjoy it. I will take notes, I will take pictures, and you will get to see firsthand from me what life in a Stalinist theme park is really all about. I can't wait. I've been wanting to do this trip for years already, and I'm finally getting the opportunity to do it. So stay tuned for the next Triple Let's Report. I think you'll be really interested in my observations about Cuba. And this has been another Triple Let's Report. Kerry Lutz signing off.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.